This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to CNBC TV 18 podcast. I am Anisha Jain. Well, yesterday in the markets, we saw quite a bit of profit booking. That after a week which had solid news flow in terms of the SR resolution, the disinvestment news coming in from the cabinet, as well as the relief coming in for the telecom sector. So after a slew of positive news which were factored into the market prices, yesterday we saw quite a bit of profit booking. The Sensex, for example, slipped 170 points from the day's high and the Nifty closed below the 12,000 mark. The day was very volatile. We started off in the green on the back of the cabinet decisions, but by the end of the day, we ended at the low point. We saw profit booking on a lot of these stocks which were otherwise trading higher for the week. So as I mentioned, Zee Entertainment was the stock in focus on back of the block deal that happened. Airtel, which is the stock which was moving higher for the entire week, up around 9%, was down about 2.5% in trade yesterday. And similar was the story for Sun Pharma as well as BPCL, which had positive news flow earlier in the week but saw profit booking yesterday. Now, if you look at the cash volume data, that is a tad bit skewed on account of that Z block deal that happened, because the FIIs net bought over 5,000 crores in the cash equity markets, while the DIIs, they sold around 250 crores. Now, as I mentioned, the FII big number of 5,000 crores is only on account of that big block that happened in the Z Entertainment stock. But apart from that, if you look at the queues today, well, they're actually not very heavy in terms of queues today. It looks like that the market momentum might continue. Because US markets ended in the red. Remember, it's been a 3 straight sessions of decline for the US markets. The big talking point there is, of course, the US-China trade uncertainty, the US stance that they have taken in terms of legislation on Hong Kong, and lastly, the impeachment proceedings have also been making headlines in US. If you look at Asia this morning, well, that is largely trading in the green. Nikkei was up around 0.5% the last time I checked, and even Hang Seng opened in the green, but the ASX Nifty for now continues to show a bit of somber start to trade, and that can perhaps also be attributed to the movement in crude, because crude prices have shot up quite a bit in overnight session. Now, in terms of the stocks that we need to watch out for trade today, we need to watch out for Zee Entertainment, because we know that big FIIs like HSBC, Capital Research, BlackRock, GIC, etc. participated in that block deal, so that might just support sentiment today. Yesterday was a day of a lot of news reports and deal news, and we got a lot of clarification from a lot of companies as well. News 18 TV 18 has said that they do not want to comment on media speculation, and the company evaluates various opportunities on an ongoing basis. This, remember, is in respect to reports that came regarding Sony being in talk to buy stake in Network 18 Media. Apart from that, Bajaj Holdings has clarified that no decision has been taken by the company on any investment in RBL Bank. Other than that, Piramal Enterprises has also categorically denied showing any interest in DHFL, so keep an eye out on all of those counters. Now, in terms of stocks, that will be in focus today on account of news. Lauris Labs has got 3 observations for the units in Vizag, but they're procedural in nature. Apart from that, BHEL has got a CRISIL downgrade in terms of the long-term ratings. Rights has announced government's plan for the OFS of 10% stake with a floor price of 293. So we'll keep an eye out on that. And lastly, Finance Minister has talked about how the public sector banks have disbursed 2.5 lakh crore worth of loans in the month of October itself. So that'll be something to watch out for. Well, it's last day of the week, and globally, there won't be much participation ahead of the Thanksgiving week. But nonetheless, it promises to be a volatile and an exciting day ahead. This is Anisha Jain signing off from CNBC TV 18 in association with Bombay Stock Exchange.